This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joining you in our beautiful Keene, New Hampshire studios, it's Ian,
Ed Vincent,
and Daryl,
talking about media, specifically a war that has erupted between two of the, what I would consider to be unlikely foes. I didn't know there was any animosity between the two, but apparently there is, Art Bell and Michael Savage. Now, newer listeners to the show, I don't know how many of the listeners we have know much about talk radio. I don't want to jump to the conclusion that people know who these folks are. There are a lot of people, especially younger people, you can ask to name talk show hosts, and they're lucky if they can come up with Rush Limbaugh.
Right.
So, younger people might actually be more able to name podcast hosts because younger people are more likely to listen to podcasts. But they probably wouldn't name the same podcast host because podcasts are so much more diverse.
Correct.
There are so many of them, thousands of them out there. Just to clarify something, in the end of the last hour, I said something about, these are real radio talk show hosts. And that wasn't meant to be a slight against podcasters. I mean, Daryl, you're a podcaster. I'm a podcaster, Free Talk Live. You have your own show?
Well, no, it's Cody. I co-host Off the Air Live, which I imagine is a podcast.
Yeah, that does count. That's right. Yeah,
it's
you're
not
on every week.
Years.
Yeah. You're officially a co-host of that show because you're on every week with
I'm a producer of that show.
So am I, actually. I've been the board operator for a couple of weeks.
And we thank you, and we love you for that.
When Cody was too drunk to actually do anything of value.
Which is most weeks.
But that's actually a radio show first, and then it's a podcast. So sort of like how Free Talk Live is a radio show first, and then it goes to a podcast. Podcasts.
Well, when you say radio show, do you mean being like actually broadcasted? So
yeah.
If I'm drunk, Off the Air Live was on radio.
It's on pirate radio stations. That counts.
I was like, no. For language we use, we'd have FCC agents surrounding the house.
Right. Well, I mean, he's not on the radio in Keene, but Free Talk or Keene has had pirate radio stations in the past, so it would not be It would not be unheard of for the show to actually be heard in Keene.
I see. Okay.
So it has been heard in Keene in the past.
Right. And there are actually, I listen to a good bit of sports talk radio when I'm in a vehicle. And there are actually on ESPN Radio, there are some podcasts that I think they record it, do like a live record.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put up the podcast about the same time that the show is airing on an ESPN radio station. So, when they talk about it, they'll say, this is the such-and-so podcast, but it's being broadcast on the ESPN radio. So it's like...
So they did the reverse.
So it's... I don't know exactly which one gets uploaded if it gets uploaded as a podcast before they put it on the air. Okay. Or if it's just... Hey, local ESPN affiliates, here's a bunch of filler stuff, and, play it when you aren't running a local sports thing.
Well, the Alex Jones show, they broadcast that on radio. That's his biggest audience, from what I understand. And then he uploads
I think Alex Jones has a bigger audience online.
He has a decent audience on radio, not as big as Becker or Rush. He apparently, from what I saw, last stats I saw, he has a bigger online audience than Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh.
Online,
combined.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, because he gives all his stuff for free.
Because Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh put their archives behind a paywall.
Right. Jones actually has fewer radio affiliates than Free Talk Live. Last time I checked,
and a lot of those he's paying to be on.
That's correct. So we're technically bigger than he is on the radio. And I haven't checked market to market to see.
He claims he has millions of listeners on the radio.
Well, he may have some bigger markets. Honestly, I haven't looked closely at his list.
As you said, he pays to be on them compared to
We've been added to stations only based on merit. We don't pay stations to air Free Talk Live.
Oh no.
So there's that. But further, Jones is huge on the internet. Like, he dwarfs Free Talk Live by multiple times as far as internet downloads, as far as internet streams. streams are,
as the Donald would say, huge.
But that's because conspiracy talk is way more popular than liberty-minded or, you know, libertarian talk. It just is, unfortunately.
But one thing that you guys have above Jones, and, you know, as a, I kind of found out about this through Alex Jones, you guys, Free Talk Live, you allow a lot more callers than he does. You know, one of the running...
Is that right? I've never really listened to a whole
Alex
Jones
you have
show.
Better callers than he does, some of his callers, and, you know, that's a running joke.
Are you
Alex
saying
Jones.
Sarah is actually better than most of the callers on Alex
Well,
Jones?
No, but, you know, Mr. Paxson, who called up, he's way better than most. And he's like, oh, I gotta get to your calls. I have stacks of news to cover. I'll get to your calls.
Yeah,
people
yeah.
hold for 3 hours long, literally. Like, James would get on, like, so once every 5 years on Alex Jones.
So he loves to hear himself talk, is what you're saying.
No, he just gets so distracted and talks about other things.
So, we're gonna get back into the story here about Alex, or not Alex, about Art Bell suing, suing Michael Savage. But I wanted to clarify, I definitely respect podcasters. I think there's some very talented podcasters out there, and there's some plenty of garbage podcasts, too.
Right.
I mean, there's just, you know, podcasts that shouldn't exist, because anybody who has a microphone and an internet connection can create a podcast. And what I was trying to point out was that what podcaster who wants to have people listening to their show wouldn't want to be on the radio? You know what I mean? What podcaster, if, you know, somebody came to them and said, well, Mr. Podcaster, we really like your show, and we'd like to air it on 500 radio stations. Which podcaster would say, no, that's okay, I'd prefer you not do that?
I could actually think of a couple.
Well, explicit ones wouldn't want that because they wouldn't want to be censored.
Is Joe Rogan explicit? Would you think he'd want to be on the radio?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of a couple podcasts that I listen to where, you know, they don't have they don't pause for commercials because they do a like interview style thing,
right.
And you don't want to have to stop every 3 minutes or, you know, after every three
questions.
What
you're saying. But a lot of podcasts are very short, so you could run one of those podcasts inside an hour and play commercials in front or behind it. So if a company came to those podcasters and said, we don't want to edit your podcast, we just want to take your 20 or 30 minute show, because most podcasts aren't an hour long, they're not.
The ones that I listen to generally are.
That's unusual.
Some
podcasts.
I listen to are like 2.5 hours long, but they rely on donations.
Well, those are unusual podcasts because, you know, your average listener can't listen to one of those on their way to work, right? If you only drive 40 minutes to work, then you're not going to be able to hear a full hour podcast.
You could listen to a full hour long podcast if you use a podcatcher that allows you to adjust the speed.
That's true.
And you listen at, you know, like 1.5, 1.8.
But most podcasters aren't nailed to a clock. They're not doing a specific length. They're just kind of doing stream of consciousness or whatever, or whatever they've prepared. And it could be 10 minutes, it could be 20, it could be 30. So just a lot of podcasts vary in length. And that's one of the benefits of doing podcasting, is you don't have to be nailed to the clock.
And that's actually one of the things that annoys me greatly about most podcasts, is they don't try sticking to a set length of time.
Why does that annoy you?
Probably because, you know, like, I'm so used to how radio works. A show is X long.
But if you think about it, that is actually that's a better kind of creative process, because then they don't feel like they have to be obligated to fill time, right? So if they only have 20 minutes worth of content and they have to produce 30, then they're going to, you know, be filling for 10 minutes, basically, expanding, maybe talking.
Well, I also have show prep folders that...
You can just keep going, sure.
Yeah, like the Free Talk Live show prep folder that I have has, I think, 60 different articles in it.
Oh, yeah.
The show prep folder that I have for Peace, Love, Liberty Radio has probably like 30 or 40 things.
But you're a radio guy, right? So that's where that comes from. Let's go to Rob in New Jersey. We'll talk more about Art Bell suing Michael Savage, coming up here in moments.
Hey guys,
Hello?
How are you?
Hello? Hey, Rob? Oh, Ralph.
Yeah. This is Ralph.
Ralph, hey, man.
Hey, we actually had a caller the other night asking about you, and we realized it's been a while since...
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Have you been contacted by the FBI?
Listen, my mother passed away, and I have to leave.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Oh, your mother passed away.
My mother.
Oh, okay. We thought that you were so elated by Trump's win that you just drank yourself into a stupor.
You know, You know, well, talking about Elite, more than that, okay? It was a stunning and amazing moment for this country. And we have.
I want to hear more about it, Ralph. You hang on. We're going to bring you back. It's been a while since we've heard from Ralph in New Jersey. He's on the line with us here, and you can dial in and join us. The toll-free number is 855-453. We'll get his recap of the election, Ralph, because it's been that long, I think, since we've actually heard from him. At least it feels like it.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't think we've heard from him since the election, and that's almost a month ago now. 855-453, you can join us here, 855-450-3733. Art Bell versus Michael Savage. We'll come back with that topic as well, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ride-sharing has gone totally free market thanks to Cell411. You can download this killer app for your smartphone over at GetCell411.com. If you don't have this app, you're really missing out. It's free, so there's no reason not to get it. It was programmed by a Free Talk Live listener, Virgil Vaduva. Great guy, great app. It was originally created to allow for emergency response, to decentralize emergency response away from this sort of centralized 911 system to the community, to your friends, to your family members, to your neighbors, to total strangers. You can send out emergency alerts to let people know what's happening to you. They give them GPS locations of where you are. You can even stream video. It's awesome. It would be awesome if that's all it did, but within the last month or so, Cell411 has added ride-sharing, and they've opened up the ride-sharing universe to true control for both riders and drivers. The drivers, you get to actually set your rates for the first time ever. Uber and Lyft don't let you do that. You not only get to set your rates, you also get to set what kind of payment methods you'll accept. You don't do that with Uber and Lyft. You take credit cards, and that's it. And you take what cut Uber gives you. They wanted to give you 80%, to give you 80%. Oh, what's that? They want to cut it down to 75% like they did a year ago? Well, then they'll cut it down to 75%, and you either keep driving or you quit. And that's what they did to their drivers. They just screwed them. And so, you know, Uber and Lyft deserve some credit for decentralizing the transportation business to some extent and creating ride-sharing as an industry, but Cell411 has taken it to the next level. They've really made it so the individual gets to make all of the critical decisions about how they're going to do ride-sharing. In fact, one of the most critical decisions is whether or not you can ride-share in the first place.
Yes.
There's no checking with Cell411. They're not going to do a background check on you.
It's true now, free market, yeah.
That's right. If you as the driver want to do your own background check and post that, Cell411 is going to start allowing that at some point. I don't know which version is going to have that, but that is in the plans for the future. But right now, it works. If you download at GetCell411.com, you can become a driver just by uploading your picture and a picture of your car. That's it. That's all it takes.
Nice.
Riders, you don't have to do anything. You just download and request a ride. And then multiple drivers may respond, in which case you get to choose which driver you use. It's amazing. Go to GetCell411.com or just search for Cell411 in your Google or Apple app stores. As we go back to Ralph, he's in New Jersey. In fact, it's been so long since you called in, Ralph, that I don't think you've ever talked to Vincent before. Vincent is actually a Trump supporter. Ralph, Vincent, you don't know Ralph. Ralph is a rabid Trump supporter. He's from the Philippines originally and living in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ralph, with your thoughts on the election.
And, you know, I was able to catch up with some news when I was there. The last 2 weeks of October, I was in the Philippines. And
because your mother was dying?
That happened there is they have, I mean, you know, Duterte, and this is very worrisome for me.
It's they have Duterte, saying, President Duterte, the Trump of the Philippines,
now,
as he's been called.
He's now reaching out to China and Russia, and hopefully, because, you know, Trump is able to make overtures with two Asian leaders, the latest one being the President of Taiwan, prior to that, the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe.
I'm getting a little lost in your accent there, Rob.
I'm sorry, I can't hear your accent. I can't understand.
You know, the leader of Japan and Taiwan reached out to President-elect Donald Trump. And
Japan and Taiwan's bosses, their gang bosses, reached out to Donald Trump. And
the elected president of that country. And, you know, hopefully we can bring to the fold back Duterte. And,
you want to bring Duterte? What you're saying is you think Trump can make overtures to Rodrigo Duterte, the madman who is currently in charge in the Philippines, who's you know, actually authorizing people to go out and commit murder against drug dealers and drug users. You want that guy in an alliance with the United States, is what you're saying.
From what, sorry to interrupt, from what I understand, Duterte is on, you know, he at one point he was annoyed with Trump because of his statements on, you know, letting Philippine workers come into the U.S., but he's on somewhat friendly terms. And what I think a quote he said was, "I like Trump, he swears like me." So,
well, that's a good sign right there. And, you know,
Doesn't like Obama, that Duterte had lobbed a few insults.
Speaking of El Negro, you got this interview that this animal is doing with Rolling Stone magazine. You know, the animals do not have anything to prove, number one. Do not have anything to show, number two, for the last 8 years that he has been in office. It's all squandered and wasted years for this canvas, takedown artist.
Yeah, did I hear that Obama, and by the way, for listeners who are new, like Vincent,
he's a racist too.
You're saying he's a racist like you are? Because Ralph will frequently refer to black people as animals.
He's more of that than me.
And
he is more of that than me. I tell you that.
I see.
So, I mean, that's probably the bigotry of Obama is probably why Trump got elected.
Didn't I hear that?
I agree 100%. Yeah.
I haven't actually read this Rolling Stone interview, but I heard something about how Obama said that he's going to work towards marijuana reform now that he's out of office. If that's true, what a jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't raise a finger to do anything.
He had 8 years to do that.
Right.
Even Trudeau, I mean, Trudeau is an awful prime minister.
He doesn't take responsibility for anything. The guy doesn't. There's no there.
Ralph, thanks. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
I agree. Yeah, Obama had, as people say, to be very nice about it, had a lame duck presidency. I think he's only going to be remembered as being America's first black president. I can't think, aside from Obamacare, which has been a disaster, I can't think of any of his
Warmongering than,
Cruise missiles than all other Nobel Peace Prize winners combined.
That's true. Talking about, like, positive things. I don't see Obamacare,
the only positive thing that I can see of the Obama presidency is that he's pardoned damn near 1,000 people.
Yep, that was good.
He could have done way more, but I'm going to say,
that's still quite a bit.
You know,
he's
Ralph,
pardoned more people than the past 11 presidents combined.
You know, Ralph, I appreciate your call, and callers like you make me reconsider my position on immigration, so thanks for calling, bud. I'm glad to make acquaintance with you tonight.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. David is in New Mexico on via Skype. Go ahead, David. David in New Mexico, going once, going twice.
We had no problems with David on Skype last night.
I don't know what's going on with his computer there. I gotta keep remembering to screen his calls, because even though when it works, most of the time, it'll stop working.
Yep, that's what I did last night, screened him. He was there. He was good. There was like a short, brief period where the audio, it didn't cut out, but it just sounded a little bit different, and then it went back to normal.
Would he have more luck with a landline, you think? Should we suggest that to him?
No, he'll usually call on a landline, but it was just my bad as a talk show host. Let's go on here. So we were talking about talk radio.
Yeah.
We were talking about Art Bell, the longtime host of Coast to Coast AM, suing Michael Savage, a.k.a. Michael Wiener. I always get a kick out of
his
real name. Because it's just, come on. The guy's last name is Wiener. That's funny.
Yes.
And because he's also a real jerk. I mean, Michael Savage is not a nice man, and he's known as just a nasty personality.
He's had a tough life, though.
I don't care how tough his life is. He's living out in some fancy mansion in San Francisco. He's so ensconced in his wealthy lifestyle that he didn't even go to New York City when Talkers Magazine awarded him a Lifetime Achievement Award. He did not even go to receive that from them. He sent them a 5-minute video acceptance speech. Recorded on his back patio, and it looks like a very expensive home. More coming up.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. They've done a little bit of reorganizing over there. They had to reduce the amount that you could possibly get as your maximum discount from 50% to 33%, and I think that's just because the market has spoken. SaveItPurse.com is so popular now compared to what it was a year ago that they just can't sustain any large discounts like 35-40% anymore.
It's, well, not only that, I think there were also complaints of people saying it's taken way too long for my order to be picked up.
But the positive side is, since it's so popular and that it's, you know, it's correcting its criticisms, it's going to be in the long run it'll be more profitable in the long run. So you're not really losing anything because if, say, you have all these great discounts and benefits, but there's some problems, it might one day just shut off and you won't get any discount.
That's true, yeah. And I'd rather have them continue at lower discounts than not. I honestly think, though, Daryl, the primary reason is because it's become so popular. If you think about it, what Save It Purse is it's a marketplace for people to buy bitcoins at relatively high prices. There are people who want to get Bitcoin who don't have any other way of doing it. They're going through this process where they're essentially buying the things that you want at Amazon. So you put stuff on your wish list at Amazon, and then somebody else who you don't know somewhere in the world orders that product for you on Amazon. So they're paying full price at Amazon for the product. Amazon gets their full amount. You get the product from Amazon, and when it arrives, you release the Bitcoin that you have to the person who purchased the product for you. And the reason why 30, 40, 50% was a possibility in the early days was because they weren't as popular. But now there's so many people that are using SaveItPurse.com, it's driving the discount rate down. So you're more likely to get a discount between 10 and 15% these days. When we first started advertising it, 20 was easily possible, 25 was regularly possible, and now it's getting a little bit harder to get those higher discounts. But that's still not a bad thing. It's a sign of success. So kudos. I'm still using SaveItPurse. I just ordered something on there the other day, as a matter of fact.
Yep, and I'll use the Purse Instant every now and then.
Because if you're in a hurry.
Right. If I don't want to wait on, it might take, a day and a half to wind up getting a 25% discount. I kind of need this a little faster. All right, I'll go ahead and do 5%.
Right.
Instant.
Yep, I put one up there for 15% just because, it was this, a case for a tablet. Didn't really need it anytime soon. I figured I'll try 15%. It was bought within the first 24 hours, so you can still do 15% pretty possible. And so head over to SaveItPurse.com. It's a great way to save big time on your Amazon purchases. And you have to use Bitcoin. That's the catch. That's how you get these discounts, is you have to be willing to spend your Bitcoin. So once again, SaveItPurse.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We're talking about Art Bell suing Michael Savage, and we're going to get a little bit more into that case here in moments. I think we've got David on the line now, finally, via phone in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yes, on the phone. I was catching you while you were talking about the Savage and Art Bell on the subject of radio talk shows and tying it into my situation here in New Mexico. As I told you last night, I fit the definition of whistleblower, and I've literally been warned by a local judge that I could be hurt in many different ways based on the whistles that I'm blowing. But on that subject, the interesting phenomenon is the local talk shows here in New Mexico on especially on the KKOB 770 AM station, they censor me as to my court case. It's rather odd, to the point that, for instance, yesterday I called into the Scott Stigler show, the Stig show. He's got a Facebook page. you can look at his content. And they're on iHeartRadio. But anyway, I called in there, and they were talking about one of the pieces of news out of Albuquerque is there's a dude who got in two dudes got in a road rage deal, and one dude fired a shot into the other guy's pickup truck and killed the guy's daughter.
Wow.
And
my God.
Yeah, and which is bad, and the guy's obviously 100% guilty for that, no matter what went down before that. However, complicating circumstance is that they were both involved in this road rage thing. They were given as good as they were getting. It wasn't one direction, and so in my view, having actually been in that exact situation with my own son in the cab of my pickup truck with me, somebody getting up alongside of me and starting to have words with me, and I started to engage with him, and all of a sudden it was like, wait a minute, what the hell am I doing? My son is right between me and this guy. Anything could happen. And so I cut it off and vowed never to do it again. And that was a situation in this case. But getting back to this whistleblower thing in connection with the local media here, especially the radio shows, I tried describing that situation, making a comment just like I gave to you just now on Scott Stigler's The Stig Show yesterday. And the second that I made any comment about that I understand how the mom and the dad of the dead girl feel based on having, what happened to my children. And as soon as I brought up the subject of my children, he hung up on me as they always do, meaning that they won't let me share any of my personal experiences when it relates to a topic that they're on. son. They, as soon as I bring up my own kids, not even the court case, but my own kids, they cut me off. You got any insight as to what's going on there with that little kind of trying to shut me up?
So I don't know why he decides, you know, whatever he doesn't want on his show, but that is not censorship. Censorship would be if he tries to prevent you from sharing your opinion about this particular thing in any form. You're not allowed to post it on your own website. You're not allowed to call other talk shows about this. You're not allowed to write this in a book. That is censorship. Saying, nope, we don't want this topic covered on this particular program. That's not censorship.
Now, it sounds to me like you were trying to relate it to the topic at hand, which is a good thing. I can tell you this, though. I understand when a caller continually calls. I'm not saying you did this, but if a caller continually calls about the same thing, it can get pretty tiring. So have you called about this on previous occasions where you were allowed to speak and then you continued to call about it and they just said, you know what, we've heard enough of this story and they kind of got tired of you?
It's both. However, let me say two things. Number one, from moment one, day one, square one, after when they figured out what this was about, that I was alleging literal legal rights violations by people in their community, including those that come on their radio program. Mm. And then when they would have politician guests on their radio program whose job description covers what I'm dealing with, they would block my access to that politician. To answer the other part of the answer to your question, is that you can make that assessment yourself, because yes, the reason that I am a whistleblower, the reason that I am politically active, is because my children were kidnapped by our government, which is something that you talk about. And so assess the things when I have talked to you, assess that in your mind, whether I'm that's content worthy of being on your program.
Well, I would say that first of all, we let anybody on Free Talk Live, which is why we get the same callers over and over again, and some people like that and some people don't. It's just, you're not going to please everybody all the time. But like a caller like Sarah, for instance, she doesn't even listen to the show, and she calls anyway because she knows she can get on the air on Free Talk Live, whereas a lot of shows might screen her out. A caller like Ralph frequently, you know, will kind of repeat the same talking points, but we can kind of play it in different ways depending on, you know, the night, depending on who's on the show. And so it doesn't get too stale. But I can understand why a host would decide to restrict a call. I think probably what you're dealing with more here, though, David, and thank you for the call tonight. I think what you're dealing with more in that circumstance is what he touched on at the end, and that is that if the show host is buddy-buddy with the police chief, he's not going to let someone call in to criticize the police chief.
Right. They want to make sure that they're going to keep getting the same political guest over and over again,
right,
because that makes it easy for them.
This happened to me at the school paper, too.
Yep. So we'll continue here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moment Jermaine here. We've got enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you are watching our webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, you see our lovely Renee in the studio looking super cute in her brand new... It's actually not hers. It's for Johnny Ray. But it looks good on her.
Well, her face is being blocked by the .com symbol here. So.
The brand new Tipsy Elves Ugly Christmas Sweater. It's new to her. You've already had, apparently, Daryl, this exact model
yes.
from last year.
And I did not realize the design when it was given to me. And Mark just says, Daryl, put this on. Laura needs to take a picture of us. And he had on his sweater. And so I put it on, and we take a picture.
You just thought it was an ugly sweater. You didn't really...
Mark has given me a sweater.
Yeah.
And it's got reindeer. But I did not realize that the reindeer were doing what the reindeer
are
doing.
We're fornicating.
Yeah, they are having a doggy-style sexual intercourse on his sweater. And that is just one of the...
And actually, that is a... unless those are reindeer.
They are. That's kind of the point.
I don't know. They could be elk.
It's a Christmas sweater. Of course it's reindeer.
Right, but do female reindeer have antlers? I don't know if female reindeer have antlers. So it could be gay reindeer.
It could be Come on, Daryl. Yeah. It's 2016. It's perfectly fine for two male reindeer to do that, Daryl.
And gayness does happen in nature. I mean, it is not...
I'm just saying...
Well, the animals
that, you know,
die
pretty quickly,
but...
I don't know if they intended that to be gay reindeer or if they just think that all reindeer have antlers.
I think you're putting too much thought into a funny sweater.
Well, I can tell you... Well,
I overanalyze things because that's what Daryl does.
I think it is, and we love you for it, Daryl. It's a fair question. It is called the men's reindeer climax sweater is available over at tipsyelves.com. By the way, if you want to get one of these outrageous sweaters, some of them are pretty outrageous. Others are just tacky and ugly, and that's kind of what they do best over at Tipsy Elves. We got these guys on board last year for the holiday season. I'm really excited to have them back. They've got hundreds of Christmas sweater designs that are like nothing you've seen before. They are not for the faint of heart, and they've got some all-new designs for 2016, of course. Now, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. I gotta say, I love the little elf one that I got. It is so warm.
And
it's
apparently so female reindeer do grow antlers.
Okay, now we know. But still, it is not clear what the gender of the reindeer are.
Correct.
It's likely that the one that is mounting the other is probably a male.
Yes.
Presumably. So when you're shopping for an ugly sweater, you can check out their other holiday and collegiate attire for yourself. So, whether you're men or woman, they've got stuff for you, and it is it's a really great product. Plus, you can save 20%. Off by using our code. What you do is you go to tipsyelves.com, enter code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at checkout, and you'll get a 20% site-wide discount. So whatever it is you want to order, whether it's one of the ugly Christmas sweaters, some of their collegiate designs, or whatever else they've got there at tipsyelves.com, use code FTL at checkout and save 20% because, well, that's the smart thing to do. And these things make great gifts, by the way. I mean, they're just hilarious and ridiculous all at once. You got to go and see them for yourself. There's a new one that's a Trump one here. It says, Make Xmas Great Again. It's got kind of a picture of Donald Trump.
I wonder if Ralph wants to make the Philippines great again.
Well, Duterte's doing that for him, so, hey.
They got some really tacky sweaters, too, including sweaters that actually have, like, attachable things to it. So there's one with, like, little balls with Velcro on them and then a target. And so you can throw the balls at the person's front of their shirt and play a little game with the person. They got some ridiculous stuff.
There's one, baby Jesus in a bundle of joy there in the front.
And then one with Santa Claus looking like he is a streaker, basically. He's got the long coat on, and then it's open. It says censored over his crotch, like a kind of a perverted streaker from New York City or something like that. TipsyElves.com. Use code FTL at checkout. Save 20%. Thank you, Renee, for doing the lovely job of modeling here. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah is in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live.
We have summoned her.
Hang on, Sarah. I can't hear you. Hold on. I'm going to turn you up. You're really low. Go ahead.
Yes. Under communism, red light cameras would be owned by the state, and everyone that would be
Everything would be owned by the state.
Well, no, by the people,
right,
Daryl.
They would make, the whole thing is they would make the same and equal salary, because everybody's supposed to be the same. And to me, I think
saying red light cameras would make salaries? Under communism?
No, the people that work on it, right now there's a CEO for Redflex. He's making, $5 million a year because he owns a corporation. So if it's a
CEOs
nonprofit,
generally don't own corporations. Most of the time they're hired. They might have a piece of the ownership as part of their benefits or whatever. But sometimes the CEO is the owner, but I don't think that's common.
Deduce just because somebody has the title CEO that they are the sole owner or even the majority owner.
So if it's a public company, then it's the shareholders that own it.
So, I mean, look, so what you're saying is, Sarah, that you support the tyranny of red light cameras. Well, you just don't want it to be run by a private company.
Well, I think majority of people will support it if the money from the ticket went back into the community, back into making community centers. Instead of somebody getting whipped off of it, that's one of the big problems.
If you want a community center, just pitch money into the community center fund.
What? Go ahead, sir.
No, why do we pay taxes then? If we're putting everything, pulling out of our money, they say, well, you squeeze out your money and then you help and feed people.
I'm asking if you want a community center to be built, instead of forcing people to pay for the thing that you want, why don't you just ask people to donate to a thing? And if people want it, they will donate to it.
Well, the thing is, the people people have to have money. What people are unemployed? They're losing their homes.
Where the hell do you think taxes come from?
Sorry, well, Nancy. Go ahead. I'm trying to get in here. Sarah, I want to ask. I want to ask something. Sorry to interrupt. I want to ask you because I don't think. So you say everyone will be paid the same, but like you know, a CEO would be paid the same as a janitor
man.
Or fat. Yeah. So if I'm, let's say, I want to start a company, if everyone's going to be paid the same, why would I want to invest, say, you know, my savings, my life savings, or anything like that, into a company if I won't be making a profit? Why would I put the risk and get the same amount as? Why would I put all this risk and get the same amount as someone who I hire who have none of a risk? Won't I not want to start a company at all? And then people I would hire otherwise wouldn't get jobs at all.
Well, you know, under communism, everything is state-owned, and you're taking
about you wouldn't
the
be able to invest. She's right about that. Wouldn't be able to start your own company. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
You know, I appreciate it.
So you'd have to convince some sort of board of bureaucrats that you had a good idea and that that they should start the company and maybe appoint you as the boss of that state-run company.
Right. And one thing that a lot of people don't realize about why China's economy has sort of boomed over the last couple of decades is that the Chinese government has allowed private ownership of businesses.
Is that true? I heard they're state-owned.
There are businesses that are privately owned.
Norinco, the gun company Norinco, it used to be they allowed a general to create, you know, a government general to create his own company, Norinco, and it's a private company. And you know, if they've been banned from importing guns into the United States, but it's a privately owned company by a government employee.
You know, we never really got into the meat of the. We can talk about communism anytime. I'm sure she'll call again, and we can talk about it then. But we never got into the meat of this Art Bell versus Michael Savage thing. And I don't know if we should save it for tomorrow night or something like that.
Well, we sort of covered what had happened.
Yeah, Art Bell suing Michael Savage because Michael Savage made a joke about Art Bell
saying
being
when you talk about UFOs, you wind up in the Philippines with a 10-year-old hooker.
Which is not true. That's not what happened. She was 22.
Did he name Art Bell by name when he mentioned that? Or was he?
No, he did not.
No. Okay, I don't think he has much of a case in that case.
He said, this is a well-known issue within the radio industry.
Right, so he basically alluded to the fact that it was about Art Bell. I mean, it was pretty clear to people who know who Art Bell is that it was about Art Bell. And I agree with you. I don't think Art Bell's got a leg to stand on here. Look, you're a public personality. People are able to say things about public personalities that they're not allowed to say about private people.
Right.
And so the same libel restrictions do not apply to public personalities. And further, it just looks bad. I mean, you're bringing more attention to Savage. If what you're worried about is the fact that he is going to hurt your wife's feelings or he hurt your feelings or something like that, or you're worried that people are going to hear that, the fact that he's suing him has brought more attention to that line than Savage ever would have received.
Right. Does Art Bell have his own show now, or is he retired?
No, he tried to start up his own show about a year ago and ended up quitting after 3 weeks because apparently someone shot at his house.
I heard about that. Okay, because I was thinking it was like a something to create publicity for whatever he was doing, but maybe I'm wrong. It seems like I'm wrong.
Check out more Vincent on Off the Air Live. He's on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, over at lrn.fm and over at offtheairlive.com.
You know what? There is a little bit more in this.
Let's get into it
tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk, because I think there's some free speech issues here. We need to dig in a little bit deeper than we have tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, if you didn't make it in tonight, don't worry. You can call us tomorrow night or Sunday or any night you want. Free Talk Live.
Have a good night.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.